Welcome back to the next episode of the Leader Podcast. Happy Monday to you, Nick.
Yes, sir. Good Here we morning. Are. It is that.
It is Monday.
It is Monday.
I feel like your cup is entirely too small for a Monday.
Well, it's my third one, so.
Fair enough. If you're going to go on repeats, then yeah, it'll probably didn't make you.
Truly my third one, so.
Yeah, glad you guys have been tuning in. Thanks for making the Leader Podcast part of your week. We're going to give you all the tips and tricks and shout outs that we can right here every Monday morning.
Yeah, so here we go. Shout out number one. Let's do this thing.
All right. Who are we shouting out today?
Well, I think we got some new people, right?
We do have some new folks that have joined the team in the last month. Eric Cooper.
Yep.
Who's jumping in every other week with junior high boys at 9:45.
Yeah.
And Katie Porter.
Yep.
Who's jumping in at 11 a.m. with junior high girls every other week as well.
Yeah, so if you look up here, there's their names.
Yay!
Eric and Katie. Eric and Katie.
Scrolling.
Well, just back and forth. So we got for you a Cross Creek Students Leader mug with candy, and it used to have coffee, but it got old. So I started drinking it throughout the
year.
That's
what's in your cup right now.
No, that's all gone. That was...
I know, and you know, also, not everybody likes coffee. I don't understand those people, but yeah, we'll keep it generic because
we got a new
like
resident. His name's Luke.
Yeah,
that
guy is
like
fired
coffee
before he started. Yeah, although I will say, all of our residents started not liking coffee. Caleb never drank a cup of coffee in his life until he came here.
Well, that's not true, actually. The story goes, we were at our last church, is camp. You're like behind me. It's so weird right now.
You want me to scoot up? What do you want me to do?
We need a new producer. And
who designed this set?
I told Caleb, or he said he didn't like coffee, and I was like, you'll like coffee if I make it for you. And so I made him his first cup of coffee then. And then I don't think he's like, I had some after that, but not much. And then, but then he came here and he started drinking it regularly and then black.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. He doubled down for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You want me to, you want me to scoot up?
No, I'm good. Good.
Okay, great. Because who knows if I could scoot up right
yeah
now.
So anyway, shout out to Eric.
Yeah.
Shout out to Katie. Welcome to the team.
Hey, your cups are going to be in the leader workroom when you check in the next time. So make sure you pick those up.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Yeah, super fun.
So this sort of like round, we're going to be talking about shepherding.
Yep.
So.
I love it.
And there's going to be kind of like four subtopics within shepherding.
Okay.
But in that, today, we're talking about this main idea that leaders are learners.
Yeah. I mean, the first person you shepherd when you're leading people is yourself. And if you can't shepherd yourself, I'm speaking hypothetically. I don't have personal experience with this.
Right.
But if
right,
you're not shepherding yourself, you are probably leading people down a path that they cannot sustain.
Yeah. So. No, that's so true. And, you know, we got coming up here in just a couple weeks, one of our favorite events.
Yeah. National Day of Volunteer Youth Ministry Training.
Yeah.
NDOVYMT or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
NDOVYMT.
Yeah.
The Love shortest it acronym ever.
And least complicated.
But here's why this event is so good, I think. So you and I, we're paid youth pastors, mm-hmm, so occasionally we'll go to like things like conferences, which, you know, in your work, I'm sure that you have times where you go to like conferences or
to develop, get back, continuing education.
Yeah, sharpen your skills, all sure, that type of stuff. And, you know, I'll go to these conferences and I'll leave just feeling like really inspired, really equipped, really like, I just, you know, like
learning some new stuff.
Yeah, poured into. Just really excited. Yeah.
And
you know,
when we go together, like also feeling tighter as a team, it really helps you kind of hone in on the direction you want to go for the next year. They're super great.
Yeah. And so the National Day of Volunteer Youth Ministry Training, I always say it's conference level training that's like available to our volunteers.
Yeah. For free. In your own location and yeah, only for 2 or 3 hours so yeah, that it really is as accessible as we can possibly make it.
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons we started this podcast was for just some ongoing opportunities for us to like speak to our leaders in an, you know, in a regular way.
Yeah.
But like this training in particular, it's on a Saturday.
Yep.
Which is, you know, different.
Off our regular cycle.
It's the only time I think we ask for a Saturday from our leaders unless they're at winter weekend or camp.
Right.
Right.
Yep, for sure.
So, and in this particular Saturday, unlike winter weekend, unlike camp, there's no students.
Yeah. It's just adults, and it is conference level training from experts all across the country. We simulcast it. We have breakouts where you have time to discuss and really dig into what they're saying. We also, I don't know if everybody in the national scene does it this way, but we also use it as a way to do some like exclusive level appreciation things for our volunteers. Of a big, big buffet spread of food. We always have some kind of nice gift. That's where these cups originated.
Yeah.
This year.
That's last year's model.
Yeah, that's last year's model.
So but. Eric and Katie, sorry. You have to come on National Day.
It's also always the model for a new leader moving forward. But okay. National Day, you get some exclusive merch that you can only get if you come to National Day. And this year it's customized Yetis.
Yeah, so if you're watching here on YouTube, you're seeing it. If you're listening to it, you're just going to have to like envision it really, really hardly.
Yeah, for sure. But this is super nice. And just a way for us to say as minimally as we possibly could, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Because what you do matters so much more than you probably even know.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of youth pastors love to say, we couldn't do what we do without you. I hate that phrase. It's a little bit of my pet peeve. Like, we're here to help you do what you do.
Yeah.
We're here to assist you as you pastor students. And, you know, a cup full of some candy is literally the minimal, the very least that we could do to say thank you for leaning into your calling. Thank you for loving Jesus enough to sacrifice week in and week out and group me's and maybe late night texts occasionally and all the stuff that you do to help students feel welcomed, wanted, known, and needed.
Yeah. So August 24th.
Yes.
Saturday.
9 to 12:15.
Yep.
We extended it a little bit, Nick, because based on last year's feedback, they felt like leaders felt like there wasn't enough time to discuss. The content was so rich that there was not enough time to really discuss it well. So we wanted to give a few extra minutes in each of those breakouts.
Yeah, so, great. So yeah,
super fun.
Mark the date, save the date.
Be
you
there.
Know, it's on the leader magnet.
Get your Yeti.
Get your Yeti.
Yeah, and hey, leader magnets. By the way, leader magnets are also in the workroom. So if you didn't pick one up, you should.
Or screenshot this frame right now. And there you go.
Yeah. Because that's going to tell you all of our one big days, all of our leader lunches. You know, we haven't made a big deal out of coming to leader lunch. It's kind of come if you want to. And it's always that. But we just want to highly encourage you to be there because we take some of these notions that you're getting from, you know, super nationally known experts. And we try to distill that down for our student ministry over the course of the next year. And we don't want you to miss a single one.
Yeah. So we know, like, you know, probably for work, you got trainings for all other areas that you might be like volunteering in. There's different like expectations. And so it's not any different with us, but we also want it to be fun and worth your time and valuable. And so I really think one of the keys, head knowledge is not the only key to shepherding, but being willing to, you know, listen to this podcast on a weekly basis, being willing to give up one Saturday a year in the morning to come and get trained and just sharpen your skills will not only help you be a better youth leader in the area that you're serving, but also I think help you create and cultivate like that kind of shepherd's heart that we all want our leaders to have, you know, as they approach our students.
Yeah. Our goal is for all of our time together to always make you a better Christ follower. And so whether it's the podcast or trainings or free lunch on occasional Sundays or just shout outs, honestly, on our social media that talk about questions you might want to think about with your students.
Yeah.
All that's designed to not just help you lead, but also to help you grow. You want to do a story?
Yeah, let's tell a story.
Let's tell a story about brothers.
Brothers.
I spent some time with my brothers the past few weeks.
Is that what the story is going to be about?
No. Oh, my gosh. No, you guys, that... You guys aren't ready for that story. I wasn't even ready for some of that story. No, but you know, brothers, like the whole Cain and Abel notion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cain and Abel.
Yeah. Fights through the ages.
Yeah.
Brothers never.
Jacob and Esau.
Yeah. Brothers never just stop trying to steal from each
Jesus
other.
Jesus and James.
That's good. Yeah, for a hot minute till James got his life right.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we have some brothers.
Yeah.
Who follow us on social.
Love each other.
Yeah. Love each other.
And hate each other.
And we love them. And maybe on social, one of the brothers
used a choice word.
Yeah.
Like typed it in.
Yeah.
Twice.
Like, yeah. Like commented on some of our social media with words that would not be words that Jesus would love us to say.
Correct.
Yeah. And so Nick, like you started a little bit of an investigation, right?
Yeah.
Of course we had to delete those comments
because
we don't want that kind of inappropriate content.
Correct. And I reached out to the mom. It was more a parenting moment. Like,
sure.
I'm not that concerned about the words.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I've heard them.
We can handle it. Yeah.
So I was just like, hey, this happened.
Just so you're aware.
Just so you're aware. And if that happened with my kids, I would want someone to do the same for me.
Correct.
So she's, you know, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. All the things.
Yeah, again. Right. You don't have to be sorry.
It's fine.
Teenagers are teenagers.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But, you know, again, thought you should know. So. Thought that was the end of it.
But alas, it was not.
Fast forward a few days later, and I get reached out to from the mom once again. And she said, hey, it wasn't the person's account that commented the words. Like, you know,
yeah,
it wasn't right. them. And
yeah.
I was like, interesting.
Oh, they get hacked?
Yeah. What happened? It was their brother commenting the word to get the other brother in trouble.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to hijack my brother's profile and put curse words all over the student ministry website.
Yeah. And, you know,
in trouble. God bless them.
To honor all identities and all the things, we're not sharing any names. But I just want to let you know, the brother that did it to the other brother, I would have assumed it would have happened in the reverse.
Oh, reverse for sure. Yeah. The low-key, smooth sailing, you would never expect it brother was the one who actually pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
Cain and Abel.
Wild times.
Yeah.
Crash land this thing?
Let's crash land this thing. Love you guys.
Bye.